This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Zelensky's speaking. They're talking about territorial swaps, security guarantees, and wrapping up this war once and for all. This is very historic, obviously, as all these European leaders are live at the White House with the president and Zelensky and trying to finish this thing once and for all. This comes off the heels of the president's meeting with Putin in Alaska on Friday, obviously. So let's jump in. Take a listen right now, live at the White House. Go ahead.
Security guarantees, bringing kids back and all our people, not only warriors, First of all, warriors and all the civilians, journalists, a lot of people in prison. So we need them back. And guarantees which will work for the years, we spoke about it. And I showed the president a lot of details on the battlefield, on the map. Thank you so much. Thank you for the map, by the way.
Good map.
It was great. Yeah. I'm thinking how to take it back.
We'll get you.
No. I think that we had constructive, specific meeting, and I'm very thankful to all the leaders who are here, and you help a lot, and so we are happy that we have such big unity today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I think you'll see that President Putin really would like to do something else. I think when we set that up, when we do, I think it's going to be when, not if. I think you're going to see some very really positive moves. I know there's over 1,000 prisoners, and I know they're going to release them. Maybe they're going to release them very soon, like immediately, which I think is great. But we're going to set that up today after this meeting. So very good and great remarks. I appreciate it. Mark, as head of NATO, maybe you could say a few words, please.
Yes, I will be very brief. I really want to thank you, President of the United States, dear Donald, for the fact that you, as I said before, broke the deadlock. Basically, with President Putin by starting that dialogue. And I think it was in February that you had the first phone call. And from there, we are now where we are today. And that is, I think, if we play this well, we could end this. And we have to end this. We have to stop the killing. We have to stop the destruction of Ukraine's infrastructure. It is a terrible war. So I'm really excited. And let's make the best out of today and make sure that from today onwards, we get this thing to an end as soon as possible. I really want to thank you for your leadership, what you are doing for Volodymyr, but of course also all the European colleagues. It is really crucial. And the fact that you have said, I'm willing to participate in the security guarantees is a big step. It's really a breakthrough, and it makes all the difference. So also thank you for that.
Well, NATO also has agreed from 2% to 5%, which is something that is a massive amount of money. And it's 2% that wasn't always paid to 5% that is paid. That's a big difference, and so we appreciate that. That was a great move. Thank you very much. Ursula, maybe on behalf of the Commission, you could say a couple of words.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's a very important moment. Indeed, we are here, Europeans, as friends and allies. We had a fantastic NATO summit. Together with the two largest and biggest economies in the world, we had the largest trade deal ever agreed. And now we are here to work together with you on a just and lasting peace for Ukraine. Stop the killing. This is really our common interest, stop the killing. And indeed, it's very good to hear that we're working on the security guarantees, Article 5 light security guarantees, so important. But I want to thank you also that you mentioned the thousands of Ukrainian children that have been abducted. And as a mother and grandmother, every single child has to go back to its family. This should be one of our main priorities also in these negotiations, to make sure that the children come back to Ukraine, to their families.
Thank you. And we did. I was just thinking we're here for a different reason, but we just a couple of weeks ago made the largest trade deal in history. So that's a big thing. And congratulations. That's great. Thank you very much, Ursula. Mr. Chancellor from Germany, a very great leader.
Mr. President, dear Donald, many thanks for having us today. I think this is extremely helpful that we are meeting and hearing that the two of you are having such a good meeting today here in Washington. The next steps ahead are the more complicated ones now. The path is open. You opened it last Friday. But now the way is open for complicated negotiations. And to be honest, we all would like to see a ceasefire, the latest from the next meeting on. I can't imagine that the next meeting would take place without a ceasefire. So let's work on that, and let's try to put pressure on Russia, because the credibility of these efforts we are undertaking today are depending on at least a ceasefire from the beginning of the serious negotiations from next step on. So I would like to emphasize this aspect and would like to see a ceasefire from the next meeting, which should be a trilateral meeting wherever it takes place.
Well, we're going to let the president go over and talk to the president, and we'll see how that works out and if we can do that. I will say, and again I say it, in the six wars that I've settled, I haven't had a ceasefire. We just got into negotiations, and one of the wars was, as you know, in the Congo was 31 years long. Another one that we settled last week with two great countries was 35 years going on, and we had no ceasefire. So if we can do the ceasefire, great. And if we don't do a ceasefire, because many other points were given to us, many, many points were given to us, great points. Please, Georgia, go ahead.
Well, thank you very much, Donald, Mr. President, for hosting us today in this important meeting. And I think it is an important day, a new phase, after 3 years and a half that we didn't see any kind of sign from the Russian side that there was a willing for dialogue. So something is changing, something has changed, thanks to you. Thanks also to the stalling in the battlefield, which was achieved with the bravery of Ukrainians and with the unity that we all provided to Ukraine. And the reason why I mention it is that we also have to remind that if we want to reach peace and if we want to guarantee justice, we have to do it united. So that's why it's a very good day, the one we are in. You can obviously count on Italy as it was from the beginning. We are on the side of Ukraine, and we do absolutely support your efforts towards peace. We will talk about many important topics. The first one is security guarantees, how to be sure that it won't happen again, which is the precondition of every kind of peace. I'm happy that we will discuss about that. I'm happy that we will begin from a proposal, which is the let's say, Article 5 model, which was Italian at the beginning. So we are always ready to bring our proposals for peace, for dialogue. It's something we have to build together to guarantee peace and to defend the security of our nation. So thank you, Mr. Thank President, you. For hosting us.
Thank you very much.
President, Emmanuel. Speaking with European leaders right now.
Thank you, Mr.
Zelensky.
President, for organizing this this meeting and for your
this
commitment.
Macron speaking.
And everything was said, but I just have to say here, everybody around this table is in favor of peace. And we work very hard, and we've worked very hard during the past few years to have a peace which is a robust and long-standing peace. This is why the idea of a trilateral meeting is very important, because this is the only way to fix it. And by the way, I think as a follow-up, we would need probably a quadrilateral meeting, because when we speak about security guarantees, we speak about the whole security of the European continent. And this is why we are all united here with Ukraine on this matter. In order to organize such a trilateral meeting, your idea to ask for a truce, or ceasefire, at least to stop the killings, as we discuss, is a necessity. And we all support this idea. And in order to have such a long-standing peace for Ukraine and for the whole continent, we do need the security guarantees. And the first one is clearly a credible Ukrainian army for the years and decades to come. And the second one is our own commitment, all of us. And we worked very hard during the past few months among the coalition of the willings, with the support of NATO, to build the different pillars of security guarantees and our commitments. And you can be sure that Europeans are very lucid about the fact that they have their fair share in these security guarantees for Ukraine, but their own security is clearly at stake in this situation. So you can count on us, as we can count on you, in order to deliver this robust peace for both Ukraine and Europe.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel. Mr. Prime Minister.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, and thank you for hosting us here. Can I start where Emmanuel started, which is we all want peace. The war in Ukraine has had a huge impact, particularly on the Ukrainians who've borne the brunt of it, but it's also had an impact on Europe and on the United Kingdom. There's not a family or community that hasn't been affected. And when we talk about security, we're talking about the security not just of Ukraine, we're talking about the security of Europe and the United Kingdom as well, which is why this is such an important issue. I think this is such an important meeting. As a group, I think we've had a discussion on the phone a number of times, Mr. President, but be able now to be around the table to take it forward. And I really feel that we can, I think, with the right approach this afternoon, make real progress, particularly on the security guarantees. And your indication of security guarantees, of some sort of Article 5 style guarantees, fits with what we've been doing with the Coalition of the Willing, which we started some months ago, bringing countries together and showing that we were prepared to step up to the plate when it came to security. With you coming alongside, the US alongside what we've already developed, I think we could take a really important step forward today. A historic step, actually, could come out of this meeting in terms of security for Ukraine and security in Europe. I also feel that we can make real progress towards a just and lasting outcome. Obviously, that has to involve Ukraine, and a trilateral meeting seems the sensible next step. So thank you for being prepared to take that forward, because I think if we can ensure that that is the progress out of this meeting, both security guarantees and some sort of progress on trilateral meeting of some sort to bring some of the difficult issues to a head, then I think today will be seen as a very important day in recent years in relation to a conflict which has gone on for 3 and a bit years, and so far nobody's been able to bring it to this point. So I thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, it's very interesting because this is the first for the White House. You can't say that very often. It's seen a lot over the years, since 1800, 1799, to be almost exact. But this is the first where we've had so many prime ministers, presidents, the heads of European nations. And by the way, Alex, I'd like you to say a couple of words, too. You're a young, powerful man. Before I finish up, I want you to say a couple of words. Go ahead.
I'll take the notion of youth back to my wife and try to convince her. Thank you very much, Mr. President. I think in the past 2 weeks, we've probably had more progress in ending this war than we have in the past 3.5 years. And I think the fact that we're around this table today is very much symbolic in the sense that it's Team Europe and Team United States helping Ukraine. And the progress that we're looking out of this meeting is about the security guarantees, which are a big part of this. And then, of course, moving towards a process with a trilateral meeting with you and President Putin and President Zelensky. Some of the international media might wonder, you know, why is the President of Finland here? I think the reason is probably that we might come from a small country, but we have a long border with Russia, over 800 miles. And we, of course, have our own historical experience with Russia from World War II, the Winter War, and the War of Continuation. And if I look at the silver lining of where we stand right now, we found a solution in 1944, and I'm sure that we'll be able to find a solution in 2025 to end Russia's war of aggression and find and get a lasting and just peace. The situation is very difficult, but that's why we're here.
Thank you, Alex, very much. Good job. So we're going to be meeting for a while, and we're going to discuss some of the issues. And I don't think there's any issue that's overly complex. It's at a point now where people want to do things. I really do believe. I've known him for a long time. I've always had a great relationship with him. I think that President Putin wants to find an answer too. And we'll see. And in a certain period of time, not very far from now, a week or 2 weeks, we're going to know whether or not we're going to solve this, or is this horrible fighting going to continue? We'll do the best to get it ended. And I believe you have two willing parties, and usually that's good news, but two willing parties that want to make a deal. And we'll journey together, and we'll go over, and we'll see if it can be done. And it's possible it might not be able to be done. On the other hand, it's possible it will, and we're going to save thousands and thousands of lives a week. And so it's something we really have to do. And or at least we have to give it our best. It's all you can do. You can give it your best. But I think we may have a very good outcome. So I want to thank you all, and the media, I want to thank you. We're going to be staying here for a little while. We're going to walk over to the Oval Office, and we're going to have another little discussion about similar matters. And then they're going to go home to their great countries and report. And I'm going to remain here and work, and you're going to go and work. We're all going to be working. We may be in a different location, but that's what we know how to do is work. But I want to thank the media. Has been actually very fair, generally speaking, very fair. I think it's important that they're fair, because this is a very important subject. We have to get it ended. And so that's all we ask for, is fairness with the media. Thank you all very much. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, doesn't look like the president's going to take any questions, but we'll just keep it up for a second here, see if he does.
President Trump convening today with
the All right, what we'll do is we'll jump back in when he goes to the Oval Office and see if he takes some questions there. He did take a bunch with Zelensky in the Oval Office earlier, about around 2 o'clock or so, and we have a bunch of audio we'll get to. But this is big. This is historic, obviously, as the president brings in Secretary General of NATO, the head of the EU Commission, and the Prime Minister of Italy and the UK and France and Germany. So big deal indeed. And we'll continue to bring you all the updates on this very historic day. But they want to see the war end. And the president says we have to give it our best to end it. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. When it comes to complex dental surgery, you don't go to the closest dentist. You go to the best dentist, and that's Dr. Mike. Schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020 or VeneriaDental.com. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll bring you that audio, and we'll get into it as we continue to look at all this and figure out the pathway to peace, whether or not there'll be territorial swaps, whether or not there'll be a U.S. peacekeeping force deployed, and whether or not there'll be a ceasefire, or there'll be just an actual end of the war. All right, we're live here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And a big deal at the White House today, Zelensky meeting with the president and wearing a suit, which is shocking. And I actually tweeted out today, not since the judge and my cousin Vinny has anyone been so happy to see someone show up in a suit. The president remarked on that today. Reporters remarked on that today, too. But Zelensky rocking a black suit. I don't know if there's a tie involved. It was hard to tell. I don't think there was a tie. But either way, it's big progress for him. And a lot of questions. And then the president, of course, in the East Room of the White House, meeting with the world leaders, the European leaders, and the head of NATO. So, lots to talk about. I imagine the president will speak again before the show ends today. There's a lot of other stuff to talk about in the news today, too, including a story at NJGlobe.com that the owner of the Star Ledger, which is or was, I don't know if it still is or not, technically speaking, I don't think anyone really cares. New Jersey's largest newspaper, it's NJ.com/the Star Ledger. The owner is a huge donor to Democrat candidate for governor Mikey Sherrill. I know, we're shocked to find gambling in here. But we'll talk about that as well. I was asked today, what do you think Jack Chiarelli's chances are for governor? And I said, I think they're good because people are fed up with these electricity rates. I know I am. So I think that's going to be the biggest issue in this race as people finish up vacation and kids go back to school. Kids in New Jersey schools go back on September 2nd, so the Tuesday after Labor Day. And then that's when the race is really going to heat up. I mean, right now, everybody's kind of checked out the next 2 weeks. and nobody's really paying attention. But after that, then everybody's going to dive in and people are going to start paying attention. And, you know, for my money, I think people want change. I think it's a change election. The polls certainly show that. Mikey Sherrill's a bad candidate. New Jersey, though, the problem that Jack Ciccarelli has is that New Jersey historically, it votes for Republicans for governor. It just votes for Republicans for governor when there's a Democrat in the White House. So that would he'd have to break that record, that longstanding record. Not to say it can't be done. If there's ever a year to do it, this is that year. So we'll talk about that as well. Plus, a couple other stories catching my mind, too. Like, I don't know if you've been paying attention or not to everything that's been going on with, well, outside of politics or not, but there's apparently Taylor Swift's been in the news and James Comey taking a break from taking pictures of seashells. Just happened to talk about, you know, potentially killing the president. Seashell enthusiast James Comey's now making Taylor Swift videos. So he's commenting on Taylor Swift. So there's that. We'll share that with you as well. But the president talking about progress today with Zelensky. You know, and he made a comment. He said, I could solve this war. I could bring peace. And then the media would write that it was terrible for the world. Somebody even asked the question today, you know, does the media want to see this thing come to an end? You know, all I kept thinking of as I see the president meeting with these world leaders is I think you'd have to be just the most anti-Trump person in the world to think that if he's able to achieve peace here, yeah, he deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. Absolutely, he does. 100%. I mean, if he's able to bring about peace with Ukraine and Russia, if he's able to end this war and bring Europe together and bring a peace deal, hell yeah, you give the guy the Nobel Peace Prize. Absolutely. And it solidifies his place in history as a peacemaker, as a deal maker, as a guy who ended a war that the previous administration was just sending money in that war, nonstop cashish. So is progress being made? Well, let's start with cut number one today. Take a listen.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to have the president of Ukraine with us. We've had a lot of good discussions, a lot of good talks. And I think progress is being made, very, very substantial progress in many ways. We had a good meeting, as you know, just a short while ago with the president of Russia. And I think there's a possibility that something could come out of it. And today's meeting is very important. We have, I guess, the seven very powerful leaders from Europe. And we're going to be meeting with them right after this meeting. And thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. If I can, first of all, thank you for invitation and thank you very much for your efforts, personal efforts to stop killings and stop this war. Thank you. And using this opportunity, many thanks to your wife, First Lady of the United States. She sent a letter to Putin about our children, abducted children, and my wife, she, First Lady of Ukraine. She gave the letter. It's not to you, to your wife.
Oh, I want.
Yeah. So we're saying this sensitive topic. Yes, please. And thanks to our partners and that you supported this format that after our meeting we can have leaders who are around us, UK and France, Germany, Italy, Finland, EU, NATO. Mm-hmm. I mean, all partners around Ukraine supporting us. Thanks them. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you very much for being here.
So the president also talked about whether or not we need a ceasefire. All right. And this is where cue up cut number four here. The issue of a ceasefire or just ending the war. Now, look, the problem of the ceasefire, and this is why it's more complex, is that a ceasefire theoretically gives Russia more time to rebuild their forces and rebuild their conscripts on the front line. I asked Dr. Coates about this on Friday when we were together, and she said, you know, Putin's emptying his prisons. He's giving bonuses to people. He's determined to get as many people on the front lines as possible. If there's a ceasefire, it sounds great, right? I mean, it sounds great. You go, oh, ceasefire. That's wonderful. But if it's a ceasefire, which ends up in then there's more fighting, you haven't necessarily achieved anything. You've gotten good headlines, but now you've gotten to the point where Russia could theoretically come out of it even stronger and then goes back in a stronger position. Ukraine may not be in the same boat. So that's the question. Cut number four.
I don't think you need a ceasefire. You know, if you look at the six deals that I settled this year, they were all at war. I didn't do any ceasefires. And I know that it might be good to have, but I can also understand strategically why, well, you know, one country or the other wouldn't want it. You have a ceasefire and they rebuild and rebuild and rebuild. And, you know, maybe they don't want that. But if you look at the six deals that we made peace and you know, long term, long running wars, I didn't do any ceasefires. Would I like? I like the concept. You know, I like the concept of a ceasefire for one reason, because you'd stop killing people immediately, as opposed to in 2 weeks or 1 week or whatever it takes. But we can work a deal where we're working on a peace deal while they're fighting. They have to fight. I wish they could stop. I'd like them to stop. But strategically, that could be a disadvantage for one side or the other. But all of these deals I made without even the mention of the words ceasefire.
Okay, now, the other question is, what happens? How does Ukraine get the money or weapons to be able to keep fighting in this war? And Peter Ducey asked the president that question today. And are we just going to be giving them money? And are we just going to be giving them weapons? And this is what the president said to that.
So, President Trump, how much more is the United States willing to give Ukraine? And President Zelensky, how much more do you want?
Well, I'll start off just by saying we're not giving anything now. We're selling weapons. This is something before, I guess the number is well over $300 billion. That was under Joe Biden, a corrupt politician, not a smart man, never was. By the way, go back 40 years. He was not a smart man 40 years ago either. But now he's in particular bad. This was done by a corrupt administration that shouldn't have been in. And frankly, if the right results of the election were given, if I were president, this war would have never taken place. And he would have been very happy because he would have liked to have seen. I mean, they went through hell. He went through hell. This war would have never happened. And the people that were killed, a couple of million people, a lot of people with soldiers and everything else, and the people that have been displaced and forced into other areas and other countries because of what's happened, none of that would have happened. And,
So we're not going to be giving weapons. We're going to be selling weapons. And that's what the president said is going to be different here. And look, the corruption thing on Joe Biden, you know, and this is what I mean. If everything had remained the same, if nothing had changed, so if Biden was still president, or at least his people were still running the country and his pudding brain was pretending like he was president, or if Kamala Harris had won the election. Ukraine would just be getting money. Ukraine would just be getting weapons. The military industrial complex would be happy, but there would not be a meeting in the White House today. There would not be efforts to have either A, a ceasefire, or B, just an end to the war, because too many people were making money off this thing. There never was an effort to try to end this thing. Not once, not in all the years that Biden was president, did they ever bring people to the table and say, let's have a ceasefire. Let's try to end this thing. Let's end this now, and for that, President Trump deserves enormous credit. He deserves enormous credit for that, because yeah, you know what? I mean, he's able today to bring NATO to the table. He's able to bring people to the table to try to move the ball down the field to get to peace. That never happened in the Biden administration, and you can't get away from that fact. I mean, that's just the reality of time. But that said, you know, it doesn't matter, because no matter what he does, the media is going to say he does something horrible. And this is cut number eight. And he was lamenting about that fact today. The media is always going to be rough on him, no matter what he does. Cut eight.
This sounds insane for me even to ask this, but do you think the American media really doesn't even want a peace deal? Because they've seen they've been so critical of you every step of the way as you lead the charge for peace.
It's an amazing phenomenon. I said that if in the settlement you got Moscow, St. Petersburg, and thousands of miles around them, they would say I made a bad deal. The level of hatred and animosity is incredible. Not with all. I mean, we have great people up here. We also have terrible people up there that I think are told what to say. But, you know, in solving all of these wars, they don't even write about it. You know, I saw major wars. I saw wars that have been going on for 31, 35, and 37, and a couple of quicker ones. One that was going to go into a full-blown deal very quickly. You know what the one I'm talking about. It was a big one. But they don't even write about that. No matter what I do, no matter what, and you know, this is not anything to do with you. It's probably to your advantage in a certain way. But no matter what I do, no matter what deal I make, from my standpoint, you'll come out good. Maybe President Putin will come out good. But they'll say, Trump was absolutely horrible. It's just that, and I've lived with that for a long time. I've lived with it since just before the first election. I used to get great publicity. Now I get the worst publicity anyone's ever gotten in office, but I won in a landslide, so that people understand they're the only ones that count, ultimately.
Reporter, and Trump said, too, you know, he said, I've spoken to President Putin indirectly. And we're going to have a phone call after these meetings today. And we may or may not have a trilateral conversation between Putin, Zelensky, and the United States. And it could be even more people involved. It could be the United States. It could be Putin. It could be Ukraine. It could be NATO. It could be Europe. I mean, it could be all of it together. It could be all these entities together. That could happen, too. This is cut number 6 from the president today. Take a listen.
I just spoke to President Putin indirectly, and we're going to have a phone call right after these meetings today. And we may or may not have a trilat. If we don't have a trilat, then the fighting continues. And if we do, we have a good chance. I think if we have a trilat, there's a good chance of maybe ending it. But he's expecting my call when we're finished with this meeting.
So we'll see how the meeting goes. And of course, the big takeaway is that Zelensky wore a suit. And not since the judge and my cousin Vinny has somebody been so relieved to see a man show up for a meeting in a suit. And this is a reporter commenting on that, and the president commenting on it as well. Cut number 3.
Yes, sir. I've got a question for each of you. Yes. First of all, Mr. President Zelensky, you look fabulous in that suit.
I said the same thing.
Yeah, you look good.
I said the same thing.
Yeah, looks good.
I said the one that attacked you last time. I remember that.
Yeah, I apologize to you. You look wonderful. No, my first question for you, President Zelensky.
In the same suit. You see, I changed you.
Maybe yours is much better.
The question, of course, and this is something that the security guarantees, could it involve U.S. troops? Now, I hope not. I don't want to see U.S. troops involved. I don't want to see any boots on the ground in any capacity, even as a peacekeeping force. I don't. That's me. That's me personally. You may feel differently. I don't want to see it. NATO's there. I mean, you know, if Europe wants to put together a peacekeeping force, then let Europe put together a peacekeeping force. Fine. You know, I mean, it's their continent. This is their war as far as I'm concerned. This is cut number 7.
Your team has talked about security guarantees. Could that involve U.S. troops? Would you rule that out in the future?
We'll let you know that maybe later today. We're meeting with 7 great leaders of great countries also. And we'll be talking about that. They'll all be involved, but there'll be a lot of help. When it comes to security, there's going to be a lot of help. It's going to be good. They are first line of defense because they're there. They're Europe. But we're going to help them out also. We'll be involved.
Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean boots on the ground, then I hope it doesn't mean boots on the ground, because even in a peacekeeping capacity, I just don't want us to be there. I, you know, you've got NATO stepping up, and the president made that point today. NATO went from pledging 2% to paying 5%. That's a big win. That's a big win for the president, big win for the world, big win for NATO. So the guy who they said was going to destroy NATO, got the countries of NATO to pay more. NATO is more secure. NATO is stronger than it's ever been. Great. But so Europe's got troops and Europe's got NATO. Europe is part of NATO. So let Europe then create, if necessary, and may not be, let them create a peacekeeping force. Let them do it. And that would be fine. The president said he loves the Ukrainian people and he loves the Russian people. And he's doing this because he wants the war to stop. And I think he's sincere in that fact. He wants this to be part of his legacy. He wants to be remembered as a president who brought peace and ended this conflict. And he deserves the credit for it. I mean, bringing these leaders together, bringing them to the White House, bringing them to America, bringing them to the United States, to the White House for these conversations, for these meetings, bringing Putin to Alaska on Friday. I mean, this is what you want. This is how it should be. And the president deserves credit for this. He may not get it from a lot of people in the media or the left, but even if this doesn't work out, trying is very important here. Cut five.
Well, I know Ukrainian people. I've known many over the years. They're great people. They're smart. They're energetic. They love their country. I mean, they love their country, and we want to get this war ended. That's all I can do. I love the Ukrainian people, but I love all people. I love the Russian people. I love them all. So I want to get the war stopped.
The president, you heard Zelensky talk about a letter that the first lady sent to Zelensky, and she did. She wrote him a letter. And she also sent a letter to Putin as well. She wanted peace, and she wants this to come to an end. She wants it to happen. She wants to see peace. She's driving this in a big, big way. Cut number two.
The first lady felt very strongly. She's watched the same thing that you watch and that I watch. I see things that you don't get to see, and it's horrible. But when she's got a great love of children, she has a wonderful son that she loves. Probably more than anybody, including me. I hate to say it, but she loves her son. She loves children, and she hates to see something like this happening. And that goes for other wars too. I mean, she sees the heartbreak, the parents, the funerals that you see on television. Always funerals. We want to see something other than funerals. No, she felt it was a beautiful letter. It was very well received by him, and. She did ask me to say, you know, she would love to see this end. She would love to see it end. And she says it very openly, very proudly, and with great sorrow because so many people have been killed.
All right. Well, when we come back, Secretary of State Marco Rubio was on the Sunday circuit yesterday, and his exchange with Margaret Brennan, and he did a really good job. He did a really good job with Margaret Brennan yesterday. And it's a good reminder for you of how Margaret Brennan, you know, and a lot of people in the press, they're setting this up because they want to see the president fail here. And they don't like the idea that he rolled out the red carpet. But who cares that he rolled out the red carpet for Putin? There's a red carpet today that Zelensky's walking on and the European leaders are walking on. If you want peace, you treat the guy like a world leader. I mean, you treat him with respect. You want peace. There's a carrot and there's a stick. You start with the carrot. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know why anybody has a problem with that, but we'll get into that with you, obviously, as the show goes on. But listen, you can book your next office bachelor, bachelorette, or private party. How fun does this sound? Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro, New Jersey. Bob's offers both men and women trained instructors, private and group events that can host up to 30. Book a smaller group, 10 or less during business hours, and have your own instructor for some shooting range fun. Call Bob's. For all the details, you can have your own instructor and no alcohol or drugs permitted on premises, obviously. Call Bob's to book their co-ed shooting event, and they have a event coming up this Sunday, August 24th at 1 p.m. That's right. Co-ed shooting event this coming Sunday, August 24th, 1 p.m. I mean, that'll be great. You can have a lot of fun and learn a lot this coming Sunday. Bob's offers private and group lessons on introduction to firearms shooting, cleaning classes, And Bob's instructors are certified NRA and range safety officers. Firearms ID cards are not required for anyone attending events. No previous experience is necessary. Bob's also hosts women and co-ed shooting events throughout the year for new shooters or anyone interested in learning about proper firearm ownership. Visit bobslittlesportshop.com or call them at 856-881-7575. 856-881-7575. Bob's Little Sports Shop, my go-to shop. I'm so proud they advertise with us. You know, they are our official firearms shop for our station, for our show. I've always wanted Bob's to be part of our show, and I'm honored that they are. And I think it is fantastic that they are part of the show. And I want you to go see them today. 856-881-7575 or go to bobslittlesportshop.com. bobslittlesportshop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Bringing to you live as we continue along our Monday show for you today. President Trump also said he wants to do away with mail-in balloting. And he wants to get rid of that. So we'll get into that in the next hour with you. But Marco Rubio on the Sunday shows talking with Margaret Brennan. So a lot to get to on that, too. A lot of Eric Swalwell stuff, which will give Matt DeSantis a chance to bring out his inner 10-year-old, which is just kind of always how he is. Anyway, here's Marco Rubio on the Russia-Ukraine ceasefire. This is cut number 9. Not saying we're on the verge of a deal, but we saw movement on Friday. And obviously, I think we've seen movement because the president is saying that Putin has agreed to accept security guarantees for Ukraine. So obviously, that's movement. That's big movement. Cut number 9.
But the president told those European leaders last week that he wanted a ceasefire. The president went on television, said he would walk out of the meeting if Vladimir Putin didn't agree with one. He said there would be severe consequences if he didn't agree to one. He said he'd walk out in 2 minutes. He spent 3 hours talking to Vladimir Putin, and he did not get one. So there's
because
some
obviously
messages.
Something things happened during that meeting. Well, because obviously things look, our goal here is not to stage some production for the world to say, oh, how dramatic he walked out. Our goal here is to have a peace agreement to end this war. OK, and obviously we felt and I agreed that there was enough progress, not a lot of progress, but enough progress made in those talks to allow us to move to the next phase. If not, we wouldn't be having Zelensky flying all the way over here. We wouldn't be having all the Europeans coming all the way over here. Now, understand and take with a grain of salt. I'm not saying we're on the verge of a peace deal, but I am saying that we saw movement, enough movement to justify a follow-up meeting with Zelensky and the Europeans, enough movement for us to dedicate even more time to this. You talk about the sanctions. Look, at the end of the day, if peace is not going to be possible here and this is just going to continue on as a war, people will continue to die by the thousands. The president has that option to then come in and impose new sanctions. But if he did this now, the moment the president puts those additional sanctions, that's the end of the talks. You've basically locked in at least another year to year and a half of war and death and destruction. We may unfortunately wind up there, but we don't want to wind up there. We want to wind up with a peace deal that ends this war so Ukraine can go on with the rest of their lives and rebuild their country and be assured that this is never going to happen again. That's the goal here. We're going to do everything possible to make that happen. If it's doable, it will require both sides to make concessions. It will require both sides to get things they're asking for. That's how these deals are made, whether we like it or not.
That's how these things are done, whether we like it or not. All right, big 4 o'clock hour coming up for you. We'll bring you the latest on what's happening at the White House today. It's a very historic day, as you can imagine. So don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.